96.
An airport shuttle driver under arrest in Colorado, sending off fear flares across the nation. We'll explain. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And the tussle continues over health care reform on the Hill. Have you spoken to your senator or Congress people? No matter what side you are on, and there is sides, believe me, on this one, no matter who says what, there are sides. There is definitely a strong line in the sand. It's funny that it has not really been wiped away. There are things that I think should and can be done right now, and it wouldn't take that much, versus this enormous piece of legislation that keeps getting gunked up with personal agendas and one amendment after another. I don't think that this will come to a vote anyway unless the nuclear option is pressed, and the president is definitely putting pressure on the Democrats to do something, to make this happen. He is frustrated beyond all get out. That's why the Obama-palooza on the Sunday shows everywhere, of course, put Fox in trying to push the message out about what he thinks health care should include. However, still taking that step back to say, well, if it doesn't include the things that I think are helpful to the American people, of course I will not sign this legislation bunk. It's all about cramming the legislation through, getting it out there, making it happen and become a reality so that the Democrats can take credit. But if I were a Democrat, I don't know that I would want to take credit, because the way things look now, in every piece of legislation that I've seen, and now the things that are being proposed with over 500 new amendments, 500 plus new amendments thrown out by various senators, to me, I think it'll be the worst piece of legislation that may ever get through our system if it comes to that. And if it comes to the nuclear option, or reconciliation as its proper name is called. And that's what the majority leader in the Senate is saying. That's what he wants to see. Harry Reid is saying, if we have to use it, then this is, you know, we hope we don't use it, but if we have to use it, we're going to use it. And that idea of pressing the so-called button has been brought up now for the past 4 weeks. And I think it's just a flag that's being tossed out there to see what happens to it. Does it come back tattered, or is it accepted? Let's put a little bit of the white flag out there and see if anybody will chew on this. It's just like the 3,800. Senator Max Baucus is now saying, instead of 3,800, because everybody is fumed over the idea of being fined if we have federally mandated health care, that 1,900 might be more acceptable. And I thought, by the way, it was pretty funny that they said 1,900. It's like when you go into a store and it's 99, you know, instead of $100, it's $99. It's an old trick. So $1,900, because, gosh, it sounds a lot better than 2,000, doesn't it? So frustration abounds, no doubt. As I said, all eyes on this healthcare conversation. And it's interesting, but I happen to catch this. You know, the Congress folks and senators have websites, of course, and they have video releases and talk about what's happening in their thoughts about legislation, whether it's healthcare or immigration reform or no reform or taxes or whatever it might be. You know, pick a topic, pick a subject. So Congresswoman Sue Myrick, a Republican from North Carolina, here were her comments. She had breast cancer, and she took the breast cancer situation and explained what the treatment would have been like should we have had health care mandated across the board in this country.
9 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I knew something was wrong with my body, but it took 6 doctors, 3 mammograms, and 1 ultrasound before they finally found my cancer. This process took only a few weeks. Under the government-run healthcare system they have in Canada and the United Kingdom, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to get those tests so quickly. When it comes to life-threatening diseases like cancer, delay could mean death.
All right, so you hear clearly what she said there, giving that I like the idea of the personal example, delay could mean death, which she's right. You have to get in the back of the line. That's just the way many of the other systems operate due to whatever it is. Well, their tests, their exploratory, geez, we don't know what's wrong. There's a big difference between 3 weeks versus who knows how long. And that's what we keep hearing from the people in Canada, from many of the people in Europe. They say the very same thing. And what is failed to be told to the American people when there are comparisons made, when you dig into this, because really, I mean, honestly, the people that I've talked to, both if we're talking about France or we're talking about England or we're talking about Canada, because they're my three best examples, having connections in all three places and talking to various people, some with money, some with a limited amount of money, the common denominator that all of them have told me is you can get a Cadillac type of health insurance, but it costs you. So you can have good health care coverage, but it's not what is being pushed out there by the government. It's not the so-called free mandated health insurance. It's the health insurance that they spend a big chunk of money on so that should they get in a situation where they need tests, where they need a knee operation, something done to their shoulder, they get the priority and they get the best beds and the best treatment possible. So there is a money element to it that isn't discussed when other countries are brought up as examples of we could have something similar. Notice that pretty much, though, everybody is backed off of that big time. Besides healthcare, we're going to dive into the Middle East. Yeah, I mean, that could take my entire career to actually analyze what's happened in the Middle East in the past, where things have fallen off the tracks, and what the United States' role should be. President Obama still wants to be the peacemaker, and he wants the Palestinians to play nice with the Israelis. The problem clearly is this. Who are the power brokers when it comes to the Palestinians? Is it the president of that area, Abbas? No, it is not. It is Hamas. Hamas has a stranglehold, particularly on the Gaza Strip. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, was very clear to say in these negotiations he will not negotiate with Hamas. Obama stepped forward and said, look, these permanent status negotiations must begin and begin soon. Sounding completely exasperated by that. Remember, there were special envoys that were sent over. And you know who the point man is on the Middle East peace process? George Mitchell, the former Senate Majority Leader. That's who the point guy is. So here's the deal. Will we ever see peace? Will we ever see a peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians? No. And first of all, you have the wrong leader. I think this is nothing more than a bunch of conversation and a push to say, look, this is what I said when I was campaigning, but it's complete ridiculousness that will not amount to a hill of beans. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Tonight, a man who thought he was going to be president gets to go to our dungeon. We'll tell you why in just a few. But in the meantime, we're talking about a hodgepodge of things. What else is new here on America Tonight, including the fact that it's absolutely crazy currently what we're seeing from the Obama administration when it comes to brokering peace, I think, with the Israelis and the Palestinians. If you read between the lines, or actually don't even have to read between the lines, I think Netanyahu was pretty clear there's not going to be any peace with Hamas. He's not going to work with Hamas. So, of course, that's going to undermine Middle East peace. How can you have Middle East peace when you don't have the true leaders of the Palestinian people? The terrorists, as it were, because Hamas is a terrorist organization. You know, okay, he's playing along. As far as working with Abbas, of course he can work with him, but he is not the true power broker there. If you want to work with the power broker, he'd have to work with the terrorists, and that would be the Hamas folks. And I think he said it correctly. Why would we negotiate with them? Because they want to destroy us. So they've had weeks of failed talks, the Obama diplomatic team. There haven't really been any results. So now you have the president making this personal appeal to Israel and to the Palestinian leaders, right, to resume these talks. The talks have been on hold since March. I mean, get on with it, right? So get on with it, but how do you get on with it when clearly somebody doesn't know what they're talking about in trying to push these two sides together? Because what about the West Bank settlements outside of Jerusalem, right? How do you negotiate there for the people in those communities if you're Netanyahu? What does Netanyahu care about, right? I mean, Abbas, you know, is he really eager for talks? Because from his point of view, he believes a Palestinian state can have cops but no army and no control of its airspace, right? So that's Abbas saying that's what Netanyahu wants. So how could he have conversations with him that would amount to anything? That's the problem. And in going forward and trying to put pressure on both sides, just absolutely insane. I mean, permanent status negotiations is what Obama is saying. How can you even have these negotiations with an opportunity to succeed is just completely ridiculous. You may share that same point of view. You know, I don't know that I was stunned, because of course this was talked about before. This was talked about in March, and before March it was talked about. You know, would we be willing to make concessions to bin Laden? How about it, America? Would you be willing to make a concession for bin Laden or Al-Qaeda? Uh-huh. Hey, stop attacking America, and we'll give you some property in the U.S. We'll even throw you a beer bash. I mean, so what are the differences between terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and Hamas? Nothing. Nothing. Why would the Israelis want to do any business with Hamas? It's the same thing. I don't think my analogy is that far off the mark, right? And I guarantee in private, the Prime Minister Netanyahu, do you think he really cares what Obama thinks? Really? I'm going to say no. I'm saying he's thinking, what naiveness of this new president. You have to be kidding me, right? All right, enough of that. You can flip me your emails, and I've gotten a few already. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Let me go a little deeper on a couple of things since we're on this terror track anyway. I mentioned this at the top about this shuttle driver that was arrested in Colorado, and they say he might have been planning with some others to detonate backpack bombs on New York trains in a plot that was similar to what happened, remember, in London and Madrid to their mass transit systems. So here's what the deal is. Now there has been this investigation into what's going on with mass transit systems around the nation. We have to step up patrols. There are about a half a dozen people that are being looked at in this alleged plot. And the FBI is saying that there are several people in the United States, Pakistan, and elsewhere that are being investigated. One of them is this 24-year-old Afghan-born immigrant who is this shuttle driver, Nejibullah Zazi, and he was at the Denver airport, and he played a direct role in the terror plot that unraveled overnight after an overnight 1,600-mile trip from Denver to New York City around the anniversary of the September 11 attacks. So he's behind bars right now. Luckily, they thwarted that. He and the two other defendants haven't been charged with any terrorism counts, only lying to the government. But now with this investigation going on, they're thinking they may have some stuff to nail him with. Backpacks, cell phones were all picked up from an apartment in Queens where he visited. He's publicly denied being involved in a terror plot. And, of course, his defense lawyer is dismissing it as rumor, and only that on any kind of a rumor that his client played any kind of a crucial role. So you got to think about this. Remember the backpack bombs ripped apart literally four commuter trains, killed 191 people in Madrid. That happened in 2004. The following year, you had the attacks in London that killed, I want to say, 50-some subway bus commuter people there. They were stunned at how that was pulled off, right? So now you've got this bulletin that was sent out right before the weekend, the FBI and the Homeland Security Department warning that improvised explosive devices are the most common tactic to blow up railroads and other mass transit systems. And also that the incidents in which the bombs were made with peroxide. Also, this was also released that to be careful of, that you should have random patrols and board some trains and buses, and that there's this warning has been stepped up for not only those areas, but what about where a lot of people would be, like sporting events, for example, entertainment venues, but nothing specific. So this briefing is sent out across America to all kinds of cops all over the place saying, well, we don't have any complete knowledge of anything happening in your backyard, although, geez, we're going to raise the alert on sporting events and entertainment venues. And, oh, if you have significant rail travel, you know, subways or something that pulls in a lot of commuters, you might want to watch that, too. I mean, there's nothing concrete. And now in this current environment where the CIA has been hamstrung and attacked for their particular way of interviewing, the enhanced techniques, which now, forget it, that's all out the window, and half of the great investigators want to dump out of the profession because they don't know where the line is. It's not clear. It's completely different. I mean, give me a break here. So what do you expect people to do? Be alert. I'm warning everybody, okay? Be alert in your daily lives. Just in case you weren't, since September 11th, be much more vigilant when you drop your kids off at school. Look around. Is there any big giant parks anywhere where people are gathering, any huge events where something might be blown up? I mean, ridiculous. And the way the legal system is, it's like somebody said that I was talking today, currently when plotters are disrupted before the plot is concrete, so they don't have enough evidence on it, what happens is you legally, there's a chance they can get the slap on the wrist. Let's just hope they don't. The one guy, the 24-year-old that was picked up, let's hope they are able to nail some concrete evidence to him. The false statements to the government, if he's convicted, maybe 8 years in prison, which means a lot less than that, really. So, in a way, this is kind of a botched situation. And they're talking about releasing Zazi's father, for example, and putting him under electronic monitoring at home. A guy who wanted to blow up the subway system? Ugh, stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Mailbag, because I do appreciate everybody who sends in those emails, and we get a lot of them. Thank you. A lot of them are so well crafted and just funny and clever, and you know, I guess that's the same thing. America Tonight, that's the name of the show. If you've never heard the show before, welcome. My name's Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place. Like, for example, so far this hour, we've already mentioned, of course, what's happening with Obama pushing the whole peace process thing with the Israelis and the Palestinians, which I don't think is going to amount to much of anything if you know anything about what's happening in the Middle East, particularly in that Gaza Strip portion. And, of course, Hamas as well, because Netanyahu will not negotiate with them, nor really why would he? It would be like us negotiating with bin Laden. Let's make nice. That would never happen. Are you kidding? You want to see a revolt? That's the kind of revolt that you would have in the times 20 in the United States. It's not even worth even wasting my breath bringing it up, but it does show you the naiveness and the inexperience, I think, of the Obama folks in what they're trying to push on Israel and the Palestinians, too, for that matter, since the real power base there is absolutely Hamas, and you're kidding yourself or fooling yourself if you think it isn't. Also mentioning, of course, every show, how can we not talk about health care and the latest there? Just, I'll give you the thumbnail, hundreds of amendments thrown out by various senators from that side of the aisle, over 500. Max Baucus, the senator who is the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee and trying to make deals, cut deals, whatever, has now reduced the $3,800, which would be the penalty that you would have to pay if you chose not to get health care, if it's mandated federally that you have to have health care coverage. So now they've knocked that down to $1,900, which, you know, hey, you're, so it's less than $3,800. But I don't think anybody should have to pay any penalty because I don't think it should be mandated. Dealer's choice, and that's the way it should be. I think there should be affordable health care, that there should be tort reform, that you should be able to shop around for insurance and get the better rates across states, erase the whole state line thing. The people in the insurance business might not like it, but, hey, somebody's toes are going to get stepped on, and I think they're the ones that should be crunched. And maybe they would like it, because maybe now, if you offer more volume and more affordability, maybe it would actually work out in the wash in the end from that point of view. Then there is this tug of war over Big Pharma, because originally there was concessions already thrown out there that some of it would be paid for by the pharmaceutical folks. But a lot of the Democrats think that number's too low, so they're bickering big time over it and don't like that the deal was cut ahead of time and is being pushed through in certainly in one of the bills. I think it's time, though, to heave somebody in the dungeon, because we're sick of all the politicians and their, as I read today, I think it was in the Reader's Digest that I picked up somewhere. They talked about, they had an article about the various lies and, of course, the people, you know, say. And this was famous people that were quoted all over the place for different things. And politicians naturally made the list a bunch. I don't know that it was shocking, but it's interesting that the National Enquirer broke the story. It was, I guess, shocking from the sense that when you looked at John Edwards, he was always pushing the family thing. It was sad. His son was killed. They had some kids later in life, and people embraced Elizabeth Edwards because, of course, she was ravaged with cancer. And so there were people that also liked John Edwards, who, by the way, made his money in the courtroom big time. We want to talk about where he made his money when we're talking about insurance. He did have some fans who thought that he was fighting the good fight for poor people. Right, that he was someone that pulled himself up from the bootstraps. So he had his eyes on the presidency, and, you know, his name was tossed in the ring, and he was out there stumping all over the place, as you remember. And you remember the one point where he was standing next to Elizabeth Edwards, and her cancer had come back, and they were talking about, because the concern was, some people were saying, well, geez, I mean, everyone feels bad for John Edwards, but could a man be president if his wife was dying of cancer? What would that be like? And how gut-wrenching, and, you know, all those questions were being thrown out there. So here's a little slice of what he said back then.
I intend to do the same thing I've always done with Elizabeth. We've been married 30 years, known each other longer than that, and we will be in this every step of the way together.
All right, so he's saying, you know, standing next to her will be in this every step of the way. But, of course, while he was doing that, while he was making that particular little announcement to the media, his wife, I guess, already knew that he had had that affair with a videographer, Real Hunter, who was pregnant or had a baby afterwards, obviously. And so you fast forward, he's dumped out of the race, all that sort of stuff. And here's what he said when finally he admitted that he had fooled around with her, someone he was paying who was, you know, shooting those videos of him on the campaign trail. Here's what he said. He was like on ABC or one of those shows when he was asked about the child and whether or not the child was his.
I know that it's not possible that this child could be mine because of the timing of events. So I know it's not possible. Happy to take a paternity test and would love to see it happen.
All right. Do you like that? Just cold-faced lie. Just looks right at the camera. Happy to take a paternity test. I mean, who out there in America thinks that this is not his child? So the reason I bring this up, and I brought this up a couple shows ago, is that Andrew Young, who was an aide to Edwards, who really believed in this guy, you know, he had that naiveness about him, thinking that, this guy's going to change the world, I'm in his corner. And then he's in the middle of this whole thing, where apparently he's got a book that's going to come out, he's got a book proposal that's floating around out there, and it looks like it's going to be pressed into a book, but he's saying that, look, Edwards was telling him, would you please just say the child is yours? And also, apparently, this real Hunter, what she was promised is when Elizabeth died, she would be married to him, and they would have this big old wedding, and Dave Matthews would be performing at their wedding. Ooh, damaging stuff, no doubt. You know who I feel sorry for? It's always the kids. I mean, he's got a daughter in school that, hello, she reads the paper. She's aware of what's going on. She listens to the radio, I'm sure, can catch things here and there. I mean, she's not completely sheltered from what's happening with her father. It's too bad for that family. I mean, obviously, Elizabeth Edwards has already dealt with this and is dealing with it. And now there is this other notion that Real Hunter is moving to North Carolina to be closer to John Edwards. And you think, well, what's that all about? I mean, just completely ridiculous. Will they nail him for the PAC funds, though? That's the deal. Did he take campaign money, fooling around with her, paying her this money to be the videographer? It's a nasty bit of business. It really is. And just the boldface lies. Once he was nailed by the National Enquirer, that's when he should have just bowed out of the whole thing. There's this mistake, I think, especially with politicians, where they think they can lie their way out of it. Anybody out there good at lying their way out of it? Ever get caught in a stupid lie? You don't even know why you would lie? Is it not the worst thing ever? Since it was drummed into my head from the time I was a kid, I'm not a very good liar. I just don't feel comfortable. Now, I can probably BS with the best of them. There is a difference between BSing and lying. And in this case, John Edwards is the worst. Will anyone ever believe anything that John Edwards says? And, of course, political career, forget about it, completely over. And it should be. I mean, who knows what else is back there in the history of Edwards? Or, and if there wasn't anything back there, how damaging to do what he did. And then all these things come out, and every day it just seems to get uglier and uglier. And it's really the family, like I said, that I feel sorry for in all of this. The younger kids, the sister or his daughter who's in college, that's got to be pretty rough on them. But that's the deal. When you're a politician and you go down this path, it is your offspring that I think suffer the most. So for that reason, and because this is being kicked up again with this new book out there, I think it's as much as maybe we could throw Andrew Young in. I don't necessarily blame him, though. Hey, he was disillusioned. He sees a way to make a profit off of the nonsense that's happened, and he feels like he wants to get revenge and a little money at the same time. Of course, the American way, pump the book out there. But Edwards, I mean, shame on you for doing this to your kids, dragging them through the mud, not once, not twice, but more than three or four times with all the constant back and forth of this whole story. So, John Edwards, enjoy your time in the prison.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody can point fingers and say, hey, you know, let's not cast the stones. But in the case of John Edwards, again, using political money, could be using political money, but putting himself in that situation and then not just copping to it in the beginning. He was out of the race anyway. He should have just copped to the whole thing. Then you don't have to come back again and again and again and again. Stay with us. We have more to come, including Tom DeLay, Dancing with the Stars.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today. Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Perspective with forget the John Edwards, forget the whole virgin theme there. Let's put this in perspective though for Madonna. The guy that she's dating now wasn't even alive when that song Like a Virgin came out, which was her number one hit. Not that I'm judging, because who cares? It sounds like the whole cougar thing is in these days. I think there's even a TV show that Courtney Cox is on called Cougar Town or something. I just saw a little promo for that, so woohoo! If you're a young guy, get your cougar on, I guess. Right? Time, before we go to Tom DeLay and Dancing with the Stars, time to head to the America Tonight mailbag. Ah, and here it comes, delivered right to my hands. Let's jump to it. Michael has this to say. Michael says, Kate, love the show. Listen to the show. I thought it was hilarious early on when you were talking about Netanyahu and this whole peace process and what a dunce Obama has been and has shown himself to be as far as his experience with foreign policy. This is exactly what people were talking about when he was running. He's great when it comes to turning a phrase and getting himself elected, but not so great when it comes down to the details, thus the teleprompter. All right, I agree that we're seeing some of the edges of Obama. When I say edges, some of the problems that I think are there is not being able to take the criticism, which I don't care who you are, what president, you're getting criticized, period, right? You're the leader of the free world, and nobody's going to love you all the time, baby. So who cares about the ones who don't? Get down to the serious business and the business of being the commander-in-chief. With the Netanyahu thing, it does show the naiveness on the part, I think, of the president and the envoy in sending them. I mean, what have they brokered, accomplished? Give me a break, Netanyahu, behind closed doors, must be completely unglued. I'd love to hear what he says to the people around him about moving forward on this. And, of course, he's going to play the game and he's going to play the hand. But there's no way they would negotiate with Hamas. And why shouldn't he be concerned about Iran? And why shouldn't he have missiles pointed in that direction if he thinks that they're putting nukes together? And who are we to tell them not to do that? I mean, give me a break. If nukes are pointed at the United States, are we taking precautions? Of course. Well, how would we feel if another government came in and said, oh, no, that's not the right way to play this thing? Whatever. Here's one from Jeff. Jeff says, Kate, been listening to the show for a while now. I completely agree with you about Obama and foreign policy. He is like a doe in the woods, and he cannot crawl out. It's ridiculous. Some of the stuff that you were talking about, I don't think we'll see peace in the Middle East. And can you really blame Netanyahu? And in this country, do you think we would, what, throw Israel out into the cold? Point taken. Here's one from Joy. Joy says, Kate, enjoy the show. By the way, there's people who say they don't enjoy the show. Trust me, we'll read those too. Enjoy the show. I have to say I'm concerned about health care. You always say on your show to contact your congresspeople and your senators. Well, I am proud to admit I have never done that before, but I decided to do it as a result of listening night after night to what some of the people who said, who called your show. I listened the one night when people called to talk about Medicare, Medicaid, worried and concerned about what would happen to their futures, and I find you always very entertaining and informative. Here's one from Big Dennis. Big Dennis says, Kate, you seem like a smart lady. This is like one of these notes. I've gotten this a couple of times. You seem like a smart lady. Cannot believe that you're all over Obama about trying to broker peace in the Middle East. Why shouldn't he be involved in this process? Why shouldn't he tell Netanyahu what he thinks, or anybody else for that matter? He is, after all, the president of the United States. I, for one, think that there is a possibility of peace in the Middle East, and this is the right way to start and to keep pushing that agenda. Way off base. There are so many holes in that, it's like Swiss cheese. Thanks for the note, but you got to pay attention to what's going on in the bouncing ball when it comes to Israel and when it comes to the Palestinians. You saw, of course, what happened there and the fighting and what has happened between the two. And, of course, the terrorist group Hamas, which, by the way, I'm sure has terror cells in the United States. Would you really trust Hamas? Would you sit down and try to broker any kind of a deal with them? Well, truly, they are the Palestinian leaders, and that's who you would have to negotiate. Here's one from Patricia. Patricia says, Kate, sometimes I like the show, and sometimes I think you come off a little too strong. It's hard to tell politically, though, how you feel, although I don't think you're a big fan of Barack Obama's, which I don't understand. You seem young and educated. You don't seem like some of the stodgy conservative people that often call the show with, I think, way off base opinions. I know I've heard you mention this before about growing up in the Northeast. I cannot imagine that you grew up in a super conservative neighborhood. What would the family think? That's interesting. I grew up in a family where the main thing was you had to have an opinion at the dinner table. So whatever your opinion was, whether it was an agreement with the Klan or not, it didn't matter. But you just had to back up what you were saying. From the time I was a kid, it was drilled into me that you had to vote whoever you voted for, and you had to be informed that you owed it to yourself to be informed of whatever was going on. In my particular family, we have a little bit of everything. It's a mixture. There are people in my family who are conservative. There are people in my family who are, we could label themselves Democrats. It's a mixed bag, baby, across the board, period, honestly. And I think that the people who called the show, to be honest, if they're conservative or if they're independent or if they're Democrats, I don't care what they are, what you call yourself. I think they have some of them have very good opinions that they back up. When I say good opinions, a good opinion to me is one that I know is true to how you feel, and I can tell. I can tell by the conversation. So they're backing up what they're saying in their own ideology, and I respect that. It's like the town hall meetings. I think people mislabel some of the folks at the town hall meetings. They're plants, they're astroturf, they're racist, they're crazies, they're extremists, they're right-wing nutballs, they're Glenn Beck disciples, whatever. You could put labels on probably some and find them somewhere all out there, but not the vast majority. And of course, if this is my agenda and I'm a politician, I want to label it like that. I want it to be that way because I don't want it to go through. So I'm going to try to discredit whoever it is. All right, we move on from the mailbag to Tom DeLay. Here's what it sounded like on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing the cha-cha-cha. Tom DeLay and his partner, Cheryl Brown.
Radio, and you would have had to see it on the tube with pictures. I mean, picture him, he's got one of those vests on, kind of a brown vest and a silk shirt and those kind of 70s pants, and he's dancing around, shaking his booty, as they say, doing the best I think that he could. He looked very awkward to me, but he was doing some gimmicky things that made it look a little bit better. In the end, here's what the judges had to say. Oh, and they were kind of kind, the judges. Here was the comments afterwards, because that's, of course, who you're dancing for, the people out loud.
Wow. Moments I never thought I'd see on television. Okay, Bruno.
You are crazier than Sarah Palin. Wow, Taylor. I see you. Bloody hell, what's going on?
But actually, the little cha-cha-cha you did wasn't too bad.
The rest,
I am not sure.
All right, Carrie Ann.
That was surreal. That's like, wow, Tom DeLay, you're a wild thing. That was kind of, yeah, whoa, okay. Clear the image. Yeah, you know what, no. The basic was very nice. I thought, yeah, your New York was nice. What you did was, you're very light on your feet. Cheryl, I'm impressed. You have a natural grace to you, which blows me away.
Yep.
And you're rocking it for the older crowd. Good job.
All right, Len.
Hearts were magic. Hearts were tragic. Actually, the cha-cha-cha part was very, very good. As for all that other stuff, Tom, it wasn't up my alley. I didn't enjoy that. But the cha-cha...
No,
that was...